hello, and welcome to the Everything EC podcast. I am your host, Carla Ward. So, I have a personal pet peeve to admit to you, and if we're going to be friends, it's probably a good idea for you to know this about me anyways. It really irks me when someone sends me a text message and doesn't say hi first, to a point where I will purposefully and okay, passive-aggressively not respond to the text for quite a while. It really, really bothers me. So imagine my satisfaction when I read a book that just so happened to mention the importance of the word hello. Okay, so maybe that's my interpretation of this person's words, but it pushed me to really start reflecting on and researching. And through my reflection, I realized that my pet peeve of people not saying hello really isn't going to be a surprise to many people. There are quite a few workshops and interviews where I seem to bring in the importance of greeting a child, and that is what we're going to be diving into today. The power of hello is definitely underrated. Think of all the songs about hello. Adele, Lady Gaga, Lionel Richie, The Beatles all have songs about hello. There are a ton more. Renee Zellweger's famous line in Jerry Maguire, "You had me at hello." Come on, you can't tell me that hello isn't a significant word. And there's so many ways to say hello. Welcome, hi, hey, good morning, afternoon. It's also one of the first words you learn when you start learning another language. I do not speak another language, but I can say hello in five. Hi, bonjour, hola, ciao, and konnichiwa. Babies also learn to wave before they can speak. This is another form of hello. Being able to greet somebody is a superpower we all possess and should use for the greater good. Saying hello to somebody says so much. It's inviting. It's warm. It says, "Hi, I see you. I acknowledge your existence. You belong here." As early childhood educators, we strive to build a sense of belonging in our programs to make sure that children and families know that they belong. Saying hello is the first step into ensuring that this message is received. If you want to take it one step further, say hello followed by their name. Studies have shown that the effects of a personal greeting can be noticed within the first 10 minutes of class. We're talking early childhood here, but even in post-secondary education institutes, implementing personal greetings were found to increase performance on quiz grades by almost 30%. Greeting your students builds a sense of belonging. It fosters a safe and supportive environment. Think about when you go to a restaurant and you see a sign that says, "Please wait to be seated." So you wait and you wait. Staff are walking by, but nobody is acknowledging you. You're in this awkward limbo. Not sure where to stand, if you should keep waiting or leave and go find somewhere else to eat. Then as soon as someone comes and says hi, all those worries go away. You almost physically feel more relaxed. This is because you now know where you belong. Them greeting you reassured you that you are in the right place. It's the same thing in early childhood. When we greet a child at the door, it relieves some of that unsureness that they might be feeling. Now, what really got me on this kick of hello was I read a book called Bringing Up Bebe. I highly recommend it. The book is written by journalist Pamela Druckerman, who is an American that moved to Paris. While she was there, she had children, and as she was raising them, she started to notice significant differences between the way the French and Americans raise their children. Neither better or worse than the other, just different. And one thing that really stuck out to me was her documentation of how and why the French make their children say hello. So up to this point, we've been talking about why we should be saying hello. But I also believe we should be encouraging children to say hello. And believe it or not, it's not just to be polite. In her book, Druckerman recalls a time that her friend made her child come out of their bedroom to say hello to the guests. And this pushed Druckerman to dive deeper into the French-American comparison. In North America, we generally teach children to say please and thank you. It's polite and it's part of our societal norms. I know that there are ECEs who don't feel we should be pushing this on children. I have yet to be convinced. So yes, in North America, please and thank you are big ones. While in France, they encourage children to say please and thank you, but also bonjour and au revoir, hello and goodbye. And what I love, though, is the reasoning behind it, or at least Druckerman's and my interpretation. Having a child say hello in one sense is to acknowledge the other person. It's a sign of respect. But the other is for the child to gain autonomy. By having a child say hello, they are taking up space. They are saying, hello, I am here. I deserve to be here. I want you to see me. I freaking love this. Way back when, children were taught to be seen, not heard, and even now, I feel that sometimes people don't see children as human beings. They treat them as inferior to an adult, and that just isn't the case. So by encouraging children to say hello, you are teaching them to announce their presence, to take up space in this big world, space that they deserve to be in. So as you move forward into your ECE journey, say hello, shout it from the rooftops. You deserve to be in the space you're in. And then once you've taken up space, guide your little ones to take up space too and start with hello. I really, really hope that this episode on such a simple word has inspired you to say hello and to encourage your little ones to also say hello. We all deserve to be greeted. It is our superpower, and it is something that we can all do to spread a little bit more kindness and provide more autonomy for our littlest humans. Thank you so much for joining me today. Talk to you next time.